One of the best ways for kids to learn is through play. This is something parents know and research has shown. But not all kids have the same opportunities to be creative and learn while playing, whether it's at home or in school. A new pilot program is bringing playful learning installations and activities to affordable housing complexes in Philly. WHYY's Nicole Leonard got a tour of some of these spaces.
Good morning, everyone!
Deidre Hyman is handing out paint kits to volunteers in the lobby of an affordable housing complex in North Philly. On one wall, there's a scene of mountains and flying books sketched out in pencil.
The mural is on the wall. There's a reference photo also taped on the wall so you can see what it looked like once it's colored. Okay,
and then the paint day is part of a pilot program in Philadelphia called Live and Learn. The idea is to create spaces that help kids strengthen skills like language and vocabulary, math and science, problem solving, and more. The volunteers roll out some plastic tarps on the floor before grabbing paper cups filled with different color paints. They dip their brushes and get to work on the wall, closely keeping to the stencil outlines. The entire pilot program is based on the science of playful learning.
How do human brains learn? Well, they learn when the mind is active, when it's engaged, and finally, when it's fun.
That's Kathy Hirsch-Pasek, a professor of psychology at Temple University. She's considered an early pioneer of the playful learning model, which is different than free play.
Think Fort out of the pillows on your couch. That's free play. Do whatever you want. But you can also see that it's unconstrained. It's very important for kids.
Now she says, think of an activity in a children's museum.
The kids go into a very well-planned environment. But who's in charge? The kids. So it has a learning goal for each of the things that were created, for each installation that was created. But at the same time, the kids are the ones who are, you know, driving the cars for their own learning. And that's really, really cool. Because what do we know? When kids have agency, when they have self-determination, they learn better.
These installations can be simple and cheap to add to an existing environment, like a playground.
Something as simple as putting little hatchet marks on the pole that leads up to some structure in the playground changes it from I'm climbing to blah to look, I climbed 5 feet to get to blah. It changes it into a STEM moment.
These moments of fun learning can be important for kids who live in affordable housing communities, says Sarah Lytle, the executive director of Playful Learning Landscapes.
Kids who live in affordable housing are likely to be furthest from high-quality early learning environments.
Lytle says they can add installations like murals and puzzles to existing buildings, or they can work with housing developers to install something at the beginning of construction, like floor tiles.
With a playful learning person on that team, we can say, let's choose this set of floor tiles. We'll arrange them in a particular way. And all of a sudden, you have a playful learning moment in the lobby space of that affordable housing complex.
At another affordable housing unit in North Philadelphia, program architect Heidi Siegel-Levy shows me a large backyard area. Originally, all that was out here was a wooden bike shed.
All four sides were just the blue painted slats.
Now some of the wooden slats are replaced with rotating blocks of letters that kids can turn to form words or patterns. There's also a platform stage and large chalkboard built into the side of the shed where kids can draw their own scenery and put on plays or skits.
Every day if they have a new idea or they get inspired by something, it's like, oh, well, I can draw that now. You know, they maybe didn't have that idea yesterday. So again, it's just trying to figure out as many ways as possible to just keep them engaged.
Back at the Community Paint Day, volunteer Regina Robinson is carefully filling in letters with bright orange paint. She's been participating in community meetings with other parents to give her input on the installations.
No one ever asked me how I felt, what I wanted, what I thought. So it was like, really? Me? You're asking my opinion? So it made me feel really good. It made me feel like a part of.
Robinson is here with her daughter, Faith, who has autism. She says the playful learning events created new bonding moments for the two.
It was just like engagement with you and your child and the smiles on her face.
When the weather gets warmer, neighbors say they're looking forward to watching kids use some of these new playful learning spaces and hope to see this idea spread to more homes and families across the city. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.